The following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views of the show's host and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the management, owners, or staff of this radio station. And now, it came from the radio.
The official show of the Big Apple Con. This is your host, Mark Durr, speaking with me in parts unknown. We have our heavy breathing, Pronto Dominic Sparano. Say hi, Dominic.
Hi, Dominic.
And Charlie's on assignment. He's doing something or other.
He's on permanent assignment.
No, that's other people.
Oh, that's also true. Yeah.
So this week we're going to be talking about the quote unquote realism and not realism of entertainment in movies and TV shows and whatnot. But first, we're going to take away the news. The news is brought to you in part by the fine folks of the Big Apple Con, of which we are the official radio show of, celebrating over 20 years of pop culture-ness and comic book stuff.
I always love the comic
you're
book
so
stuff.
You're so breathing. You're just... You're, good God, man!
Well, it's being in this closed space with you, Mark. It just gets me hot and bothered.
Is that it? All right.
Yeah.
For more information, go to www.bigapplecc.com. Also, I want to mention that we have a Patreon.
That's right.
Do you have our shout-outs for the Holler for a Dollar, our Patreons for this week?
I believe I can find that, yes. Hold on.
It's on top.
I know. I'm scrolling, Mark. God, yes. We'd like to mention Dan Grillo.
Danny. No, they're dollar. Don't say whatever.
This is from the guy who was like mislabeling two sentence horror for 3 months.
I was specifically told to say that.
Uh huh.
I have the actual conversation saved, and I sent it to him. She's like, "Oh, all right. Well, then change it."
Okay. So Danny Grillo, two sentence horror, KG Murphy. KJ Murphy, I'm sorry, and Ryan McDonald.
So, yes, that's your shout out.
Yep.
We'll do better next time.
This is why you're supposed to do these things, Mark.
If you want a shout out, go to our Patreon page, and for a dollar, holler for a dollar, you can get your shout out. We also have other stuff on there if you want to give us more money, which we love more money.
I'm a big fan of more money.
We have prints and stickers, and you can ask a question. You can be a guest on the show. And, of course, my favorite is the $10,000 have an evening with our very own Pronto Comics, Dominic Sparano.
That's right.
It's not a date, and no sex is expected.
Unless you're hot.
Then it's
Unless you're
required.
A hot lady.
Then it's required.
Keyword lady.
Yes, all right. So, yeah, but that actually is on there. So, for whatever reason you want to do that, you're more than welcome to. So, like I said, just go to patreon.com/itcamefromtheradio. Look us up in the search bar. Dominic, you have some news for us? Actually, I have one bit of news for us.
Okay. Is this the shameless self-promotion news?
No, this is from the Hey, We're Gonna Be Somewhere department.
Oh, okay, that department.
We are actually going to do a live show, which we haven't done in a long time, like with a studio audience. A live
wow.
show with an actual studio audience at the East Meadows Public Library.
So we can say recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, in front of a live studio audience.
We need a laugh track.
They are going to be our laugh track. We better be darn good.
We need
good.
Like an applause and a laugh
well, I'll hold
sign.
Up signs.
Yeah.
I'll hold up signs.
Hey, okay.
But that's going to be on October 11th. It's a Wednesday at 7 o'clock. For more information, go to East Meadows Public Library, and you find out for that. And it's free. You can come see us for free. There's no tickets. Well, it's free tickets, but come in and see us for free. See a live show, and we're gonna have someone from Twitch Witch Productions. They do conventions. They do haunted house stuff. They do the Macabre Fair Film Festival. It's run by our good friend Elsie Macabre. They run the Immortal Con, so we're going to have someone from that company there, and it's going to be live at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, October 11th, so make sure you guys are there. It's free. Check us out and see us live. See what we look like live and watch us in our best form.
All right.
So do we have a regular news? We got some.
We have one piece of news that from the this not really isn't news department.
Okay.
See, I can do the department thing too, Mark. As you know, the director of episode 9 has been released, shall we say, from his duties.
Because he was shackled
before.
He was making a Star Wars movie. Make a movie that hundreds of millions of people are giving him so much pressure on to do it right.
Yeah.
And even if he does do it right, people are still going to crap on him.
Yeah, no matter what.
Unlike J.J. Abrams, who did it wrong.
But he's J.J. Abrams.
Right. So look at Rogue One. They did it right, and people still were crapping on that one. And that was an awesome one. That's probably one of the best ones out there.
I recently saw, this is not part of the news, this is the riff, but I recently saw a meme about Superman and comparing Superman Returns to Man of Steel, right?
Yeah.
So they're saying, didn't take enough chances, wasn't enough action, this is for Superman Returns.
Right.
Tried to emulate Christopher Reeve too much, all you know, okay, good problems, I get it. And then Man of Steel. Took too many chances, had too much action, didn't try to emulate Christopher Reeve enough. It's like, well, guys, you kind of have to make up your mind here, fandom. No, because
it's
you'll please half, and the other half will hate you, and vice versa. Kind of like politics. No matter what you do, people are going to be upset.
So the guy got released free.
He's free of this burden that is Star Wars. Look, if you're going to sign up to do Star Wars, just know you might be directing. You're not directing the movie.
You're directing in name only.
Essentially.
You're the guy who shows up every day on the set, but you're not really doing anything.
You're essentially there to just say action and cut. And make sure you're more or less a glorified cinematographer.
I want that job. I can do that.
Oh, I love that job.
Action, cut.
All you really need,
my money.
Yeah. All you really needed to do, in my opinion, to direct Star Wars for Disney at this point is just show up and say, yes, sir. Really. I mean, you think Disney...
But they have an artistic vision.
No. You don't get to have an artistic vision with Star Wars.
He was like, I'm quitting superhero movies because I have artistic vision. Oh, but I'm going to go back and do Justice League.
Right. Exactly. Listen, not even George Lucas could have artistic vision after a while with Star Wars.
And it was his thing.
I know. It's the public domain. The people own it. I don't care what Disney thinks. The people own Star Wars. Disney actually understands the people own Star Wars, and they want to make their $4 billion investment back.
Which they already have many times
over. Of course.
Over.
But they're going to want, like, it's not a real return on investment until
they
make,
quintuple. A gojillion dollars.
Yeah, they mean to make, like, $20 billion off of the $4 billion investment.
Yeah.
But anyway, in the not really news, Lucasfilm has announced a new release date for Star Wars. I know. Someone's angry. Listen. Compromise
somewhere
is good.
Someone is angry.
Somewhere.
That is the internet.
That's the internet. Listen, one of the best memes I ever saw was Spock dressed as a Jedi, so it was a genius. Lucasfilm has announced a new release date for Star Wars Episode 9. Previously scheduled to come out in May 2019, the film will now release on December 20th, 2019, just in time for Christmas. Well, considering the last one was in time for Christmas
and this one
is time for Christmas, that's why I don't think it's news. I honestly thought that it was already going to be coming out.
Yeah, because I thought that was Star Wars time now, because even Rogue One came out at around Christmas time, but maybe because it's the finale and they want to do it in May when it blah, 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 blah.
Maybe. I don't. They've established that Star Wars is now
the December
Christmas movie, which I'm fine with. It's like, I don't care.
So, all right, so that's sort of interesting. Maybe.
It's like I said, it was news that wasn't really news, but
it was
newsworthy to mention, in case anyone thought. Also, we also have from the shameless self-promotion department. I love this. But is this really self-promotion if I'm reading it?
Well, you're on the show.
Yeah, but it's not my book, Mark.
What book? We haven't heard the news yet.
Uh-huh, right. At this point, depending on when this airs, they might have heard this four times already, so... in October, at the Stan Lee L.A. Comic-Con, Apex Comics Group will announce a... Oh.
You don't hear it.
That's because, for whatever reason, this goes on. will announce a new digital comic to hit the internet. 20 years in the making comes Designated, a 110-page self-contained story about four teens and one five-year-old child caught in between two warring alien races over nearly...
Raisins. That's actually another comic. Two raisins fighting. You remember that? The California raisins?
I remember the California raisins.
Yes, it's two raisins fighting.
Two warring alien races. Why are you so racial, Mark? Over a newly discovered mystical power source. I got to scroll backward now because he doesn't know to keep things contained in one spot. Written by Sunburst creator, and host of It Came From the Radio.
Is it you? Is it Charlie? Who is it?
It definitely isn't me. And I'm pretty damn certain it's not Charlie.
I think Charlie would make a comic about two warring alien raisins.
Raisins, yeah. Probably. Have him sing good old like Lieber and Stoller R&B tunes. The official show of the Big Apple Con. I love that we have to just put that in there one more time.
Yeah, why not?
So who's the writer, Mark?
I think it's me.
You don't even know that it is you.
It was 20 years ago. It's a long time.
There you go. Well, you did a lot of stuff back then. Drank a lot of Coca-Cola.
I did a lot of stuff between then and now.
That's right.
Or in the future, depending on when people are listening to it. They can be listening to this 20 years from now, so that's 40 years ago. I don't remember that.
No, I barely remember what we were talking about. anyway, and my favorite quote, Mark says, "I hope you'll buy and read my book."
That's right. I do hope you'll buy and read my book.
Right. We don't want you to read it, then buy it. Buy it, then read it. This isn't a library, kids.
Well, I think it's a digital-only thing that they're doing. I don't even know what the hell they're doing. But
I'm so glad you don't know anything going on with your own book.
It's released digitally. That's all I know. It's released digitally, so I don't think you can read it before buying it. I think you only have to buy it and then read it.
It's sight unseen. You're going to like it no matter what we say.
But, so where can people find out more about this?
For more information, go to www.apexcomicsgroup.com.
Woo! And then they can find out. Or if they can go to Stan Lee's comic thing, and when it gets announced, there'll be a panel and stuff.
It's Stan Lee. There's going to be a panel.
Yeah. With
Will he actually be showing up?
Stan Lee? Yeah. It's his comic book convention.
He's on the farewell tour.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you don't think Bobby Flay is actually in the restaurant making burgers, do you?
He's in the back.
Sure he is. He's too beady.
They cloned him.
They cloned him. Right, they cloned him, yeah. Yeah. If we're going to clone anyone in the world, let's clone Bobby Flay.
People love to eat. Food's good.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's some awesome news right there.
That's an amazing news we have to share with you.
So make sure you go and buy my book and read it.
Why, you're poking the air.
I'm pointing to the virtual you that's out there.
This is radio. It's theater of the mind. They don't even know what you look like, let alone that you're pointing.
They can envision me pointing at them now. I'm pointing.
You know what we need to do?
Pointing. Pointing. There you go. I'm pointing.
Say pointing more, please. You know what we need to do with you?
What?
We need to take your face and put it on the Uncle Sam poster of, like, I want you to buy my book.
And read it.
And read
actually,
it.
Actually, don't even just buy it.
Just buy the book. It's up to you, you know, if you want to read it or not.
Yeah, you don't have to read it or not. This reminds me of one of my favorite episodes of Married with Children. Al Bundy was making a shoe phone line that people had to call in and get shoe advice, and nobody called. So he was doing a commercial, and then they used to cut to him with his hands over the phone, and the phones weren't ringing. So one commercial, he's like, parents, you don't even have to ask your... kids, you don't have to ask your parents' permission to call. Just call and hang right up. I don't care, because he still gets paid.
Wow.
So buy the book.
You're really selling
buy
this,
Mark. Buy multiple copies. Well,
can you buy multiple... you'd have to buy multiple digital files.
Can you do that? I don't even know if you can do that.
Why would anyone do that?
I don't know. I don't know how this digital comic stuff works. But yes, all seriousness, all kidding aside, not all seriousness, that's completely wrong. All kidding aside, it's a pretty darn good book. If you say so yourself. I did go out of my way to try and make it make sense, which kind of leads into what our show is going to be about the realism. I did my best to try to... Every time I've watched shows or stuff, I'm always like, why did they do that? Or why did this happen? Or that doesn't make sense. So I have to say, I'm my own worst critic, and I went through it and I did it. And then when I went back to reread it, I was asking myself questions as I was reading it, and then the explanations were there. I'm like, wow, I did a good job. So I actually impressed myself 20 years later. So 20-year-old me was very pleased. Future me was very good, happy with the old me. I'm just saying. So
all right.
I'm putting that was my heart and soul into this book, so I want everybody to check it out.
You did such a good job writing it that you don't hate it 20 years later.
Exactly.
All right. Well, good for you.
So that's it for the news. Let's take our break.
The news
take a break.
That it was.
You're back with a game from the radio.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com. Legalize the earth. I continue to
resist the passage of this necessary legislation. Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hello, everyone. This is Envoy Comic Distributors, the independent distributor for independent minds. We represent some of the finest small press and self-publishers out there today. To learn more about us and our publishers, search for Envoy Comic Distributors on Facebook. And shop for us online at envoy.storenvy.com. That's ENVOY.STORENVY.com. Have a great day.
What's up, guys? This is Kari Payton, and you're listening to It Came From The Radio. So keep listening.
One website to rule them all.
GeekCentric.org is a new site with the ambitious mission of being one directory for all things geek. Sci-fi, fantasy, steampunk, conventions, gaming, and more. If you own a geek business, list it on GeekCentric. And we're looking for writers to contribute articles. GeekCentric.org, one website to inform them all. Check out our Kickstarter at kickstarter.geekcentric.org.
Now, back to our show.
And welcome back to It Came From The Radio, the official of the Big Apple Con. This is your host, Mark Torres, speaking along with our very own Pronto Comics, Dominic Sparano.
I think you blew out my right eardrum with that and.
And?
Yeah.
And.
And.
Okay. So as I mentioned, this week we're going to be talking about the realism or not realism of television. One of the things that a lot of shows want to do or try to do is try to make you think this stuff is really happening. And yes, there's that suspension of disbelief, so you know they're not really talking aliens, but they want you to make you think that they are really talking aliens. They want you, they go out of their way to try and make everything as quote unquote real as possible, but it's all fantasy, so a lot of things don't work because there's cliches and there's things that just doesn't fit right. And people are upset about it. For example, when people use stunt doubles, they go out of their way to make people think that it's the actual actor, not the stunt double doing it, when right. You know it's the stunt double. So what's the point? That's what I'm trying to get into on this.
Well, the point of having a stunt double?
No, I'm saying why go through all the effort to make it as if the actor is doing all the stunts when you know it's a stunt double, when you know it's a guy in makeup, when you know it's not real, but why go through trouble to try and make it real? And then when people call you on, hey, that's not real. If you have, I just watched Fast and Furious 8, Fate
I was,
of the
You
Furious.
Know what? I was just thinking of the Fast and Furious
Fate
movies.
Fate of the Furious. Yeah, I saw that, and good God, that movie was a whole bunch of crap. the other ones were so far off, it was so bad it went around to good. You know, that's the thing. But this
so
one
So good
just,
it was bad. This I one mean, just, so bad it was good, yeah.
Yeah, but this one just kept on going and went it's back nice. To bad again. Because they were in New York.
Right.
And living in New York, they were doing some Fast and Furious driving in New York.
I feel like that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's not even close to being possible or plausible. And they just go for it, and you're like, this isn't real, but why are they even going through all the effort of being in New York and doing all this stuff if you know it can't happen? That's the balance I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, okay, that's interesting because you know it can't happen being a native New Yorker.
Right.
Whereas someone
who doesn't live here,
someone from the Midwest, say, or the Northeast, the Pacific Northwest, anywhere else that's not in the greater New York metropolitan area.
Thinks you can drive a 700-mile-an-hour car down Midtown Manhattan.
Well, you can drive it. People drive them all the time. You just can't drive it at the speed they drive.
Yeah.
You will neither drive it fast nor
furious.
Well, no, you'll drive furiously
because you're
not driving fast.
You're going to be upset.
Yeah. You may be, and being a New Yorker and being in the city on a regular basis, I see people thinking that they're in the Fast and the Furious, trying to drive like that. They get maybe three blocks until they hit traffic, and then they have to stop.
Right.
To your point, though, I would say a better, more realistic version is what they did in Jason Bourne 3, which was like the Jason Bourne ultimatum, the Bourne ultimatum, where they had a car chase in the city dealing with New York City traffic. Now, that was genius, because anyone who's been in the city is like, all right, that's real. That's real.
But why go through all the effort to try and make it real, especially if even your best argument, Dominic, is it's just a movie.
That's true. It is just a movie.
So why go through all this effort to try and make people think it's real, even though you're trying to make people think it's not real at the same time?
Well, I think it depends on the genre of movie and what you're shooting for, right? So the Fast and the Furious movies are easily non-scientific fantasy. They're also, you know, bad. But they're a fantasy movie in the realm of like plausible scientific reality, in terms of it's not taking place in space,
it's based in the present day and time in the quote-unquote real world.
Right, quote-unquote real world, but it's clearly fantasy. It's fantasy from the first movie when they start going over like the dangers of nitrous oxygen, which is not that dangerous actually in your car, but they make it, you know, seem bigger, right? So because you kind of go into that movie with this expectation of fantasy, they can push it a little bit, but they also know they got to keep it somewhat grounded in reality. There's that, yeah, the suspension of disbelief, but I think the audiences today are smart enough to know the different genre distinctions, that they know that there are ones where you can just push it to the ridiculous, i.e. a talking raccoon.
Right.
And then there are ones that you can't push to the ridiculous, i.e. Jason Bourne. Because Jason Bourne is supposed to be so grounded in plausibility.
Okay.
Whereas talking raccoon and Kurt Russell as your dad. and spoilers.
Right. There was a show that aired not too long ago called Revenge on ABC. Revenge was about this girl who was trying to get revenge. It was a poor man, rich man versus type thing.
Yes, and I had to sit through that terribly once.
They lived in the Hamptons, and they also worked in the city.
Right.
And in the show, they were able to get from the Hamptons to the city within, you know, half an hour.
Yeah, they just popped over, right?
It doesn't happen. But that was, quote-unquote, more based in reality. That was a drama. It was supernatural. It was just stuff that was supposedly really happening. And even then, there's that, we're going to try to make it real as possible, but not real as possible.
Right.
So what the hell, man?
When you're talking real but not real, are you talking about the storylines of human behavior and how people
I'm talking about the overall story itself. There was a Miami Vice. Michael Mann made a Miami Vice movie.
Yeah.
With Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx,
That's correct.
And there was one part that I remember that he made a specific thing about, was the gun showdown at the end of the movie.
Right.
And he wanted to make it as quote-unquote realistic as possible.
Right.
And I'm watching it, and I saw it, like, this is the most boring shootout I've ever seen,
because
nothing was exploding.
It was so realistic.
Right.
Yeah.
So my complaint is like, that's too realistic, but it's a complaint, but it's supposed to be. That's what I'm saying, that quote-unquote realism,
right.
But you don't want that. But
no,
then
you
do
want
that.
No, you want something a little more sensational. Yeah.
So where's that line fall into place?
Is it entertaining?
That's
line.
That's it?
That's more or less it. Are you engrossed and entertained enough that you've stopped caring about what you have to go do after? You know what I mean? Like, are you so engrossed in that story that the fact that after this you have to go to an unpleasant meeting or you have to go eat dinner with your girlfriend's parents that you don't really like, whatever it is, that's the line. You have to have it just realistic enough that someone believes that it could happen, but fantastic enough that they're engrossed. Too realistic, it gets boring, like that shootout scene. Too far,
did you start. You saw that movie?
Oh, I saw it, yeah. I like the movie. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Did you find that to be entertaining and boring?
In that particular scene?
Yeah.
I don't recall, but I remember liking the movie overall.
Okay.
So I remember I saw it in theaters. I remember watching it and kind of digging it. The thing I sometimes have trouble with Michael Mann and the way he paces movies.
Okay.
And that's just my feeling on his movies and the pacing in general. But I remember enjoying it. That being said, I don't like go seek that movie out to watch.
That was back when
Colin Farrell was really hot, like hot in terms of his career.
Like hot as in you'll go on a $10,000 date with him.
Well, Colin Farrell, he's Irish.
Or like the kung fu movies, you know, the Matrix, you know,
right.
Keanu Reeves. One of my biggest complaints about the Bourne stuff is I refuse to watch it because I don't believe that Jason Matt Damon is an action-y type of guy. I just don't
right.
see it.
But
they do all that stuff, and you know, they try to make it real and believable.
Right.
And
the
that's
point
the same
of
thing.
The Bourne books was that Bourne is not supposed to look like James Bourne, like James Bond, James Bourne. The point was that he was completely unassuming.
Okay.
That
all you
would not expect him
to be the guy.
Right. So they've actually pushed it a little bit beyond where the original premise was. There was a Jason Bourne movie made way before Matt Damon. It was like a made for TV or something like that. And
okay.
I forgot who was in it. But it was a very unassuming actor that's not a very action guy. So the choice of Matt Damon sort of makes sense. He's action enough.
Okay.
So it works. And that movie is very strongly based in as close to reality as that genre, I think, could. Way better than, you know, like a car with an ejector seat and a exploding pen.
But they want stuff to be real. That's the problem I'm having, is that even though
right.
they do all the fantastical stuff, like, oh, we want to make it as real as possible, this is real gritty, this... Look at Star Trek,
mm-hmm.
if you remember, Next Generation.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to make it quote-unquote real when they got rid of Gene Roddenberry, who created it.
Right.
They put in the new guys and it made it real, and you know they wanted to make real stories and real this
right.
and real that. But it's fake.
Right.
It's like wrestling. You know, you
exactly.
They just had this tournament on wrestling. My friend Jerry, shout out to Jerry. He didn't pay a dollar, but he should. he loves wrestling.
Bill him.
And there was this tournament that was just recently on. I forget the name. It was all-female tournament. And he's watching it, and he's like, oh, you know, this girl has all this talent and all this stuff, and I hope she wins. And I'm sitting there like, well, this is a wrestling tournament. You already know. It's predetermined. You know
right.
who's going to win. And I said, well, based on my outsider information, I think this person is going to win because she has more of a show. She has more of a presence, so I think she's going to win despite the fact that she's
right.
talented or whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But they're trying to sell it as this is real, but at the same time, you know it's not real.
Exactly.
And that bothers me to no end about how entertainment is.
I think it really comes down to genre. It really does. Is the genre more based in the real in terms of setting and place or not?
Let's,
for instance, people were complaining this season on Game of Thrones about how Daenerys can't be on the back of her dragon and that the time it would take her to get from Dragonstone to the north and blah, blah, blah. And there was a guy on YouTube. He's like, you are complaining about the realism of a show with zombies and dragons in a medieval setting. Just sit back and enjoy. So, like, when you complain about reality and say a Game of Thrones or something that's really in the far-fetched.
Star Trek, Star Wars.
Then, like, just give it up, okay? Stop. Just sit back and try and enjoy it. So long as they're not actively breaking the laws of physics without explanations of breaking the laws of physics. You know what I mean?
Like, okay.
But you have a much more of a right to complain when it's a Jason Bourne or a Law and Order or something that's really supposed to be taking place in reality.
All right, so just throwing it back to comics because we have less than 4 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing as how we're at this time of the day when Marvel published the September 11th book where all the superheroes were upset about the Twin Towers coming down,
right.
There was so much backlash about saying, oh, Doom wouldn't do this, he wouldn't be there, and because he's destroyed so much more stuff, and, you know, they destroy
right.
stuff all the time. When it's a real building, it was that conflict that happened when
right.
they made that book.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing. There's that line of
well, again,
fantasy
should,
and
the very
realism.
Famous Spider-Man Black issue.
Yes.
The point of that issue that I took from it was that, all right, we are breaking the fourth wall, we are crossing the boundary, and we're paying homage and acknowledging what has happened. And some people just can't realize that it's a comic book, and this is a company full of people that work in New York City, and they wanted to put something out to pay homage to the heroes of the day and to acknowledge the loss. Like, it's not, it's got to be in... Or I should do a comic book guy. Yeah, worst comic book ever.
We're not sexist. It's a comic book woman, too.
No, comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Yes,
yeah.
I know.
So, but they're like, well, it's not in reality. It's not in the universe. It's like, dude, they're trying to do something beyond that. Some people just don't know to let it go and realize sometimes the people that work just want to create something that's a standalone thing to honor a certain message.
All right, so final thought on realism, non-realism, Dominic?
Yeah, it's just a movie. It's just a comic book. It's just a movie.
It's.
Did you enjoy it or not? That's the ultimate thing.
I think it's two different arguments. Like, enjoying it and not enjoying it is one thing, but, you know, you're paying... There's millions and millions... Like I said, I wanted to be the director for Star Wars. Millions and millions of dollars involved in this.
Right.
It should...
So you can go,
it
action.
Should make... Yes. Cut.
Give
yeah. my check.
Action.
Give my check. When's yeah. lunch?
Yeah.
I think, that's my final thought, you know, it is entertainment. So it should, at the end of the day, be entertaining. And I think that's very subjective
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people find certain things more entertaining than others. But I think that if you're going to go out of your way to try to make it, quote-unquote, as real as possible, then you have to go all the way. You can't go half and half. You can't say this is real and then do something incredibly ridiculous. I think if you set the rules of your world, you have to go all the way 100% in, and that is, I believe, would make it a better product.
Yeah, but in doing that, sometimes you risk the boredom.
But that's you're doing your vision. That's if you're gonna make something that's entertaining, that's what
right.
you gotta do. But if you risk the entertainment value, then don't go all the way.
True.
Look at comedies, the
right.
ridiculous Naked Gun, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. Those movies just
right.
go. Right off, I remember.
The dad of OG over.
There was the stunt double. It was an actual different person. You could tell it was a different stunt double. And I'm Gonna Get You Stuck. It was like a little short dad. It was supposed to be a woman, and that was the joke, because that's how it was. Because they didn't go all the way in. So
like
I think that in
Wet Hot American Summer, like five different stunt doubles for the motorcycle scene.
Yeah. So I think that's my final thought. If you're gonna go for it all the way. And if you're not, then don't try to paint it as something that's quote unquote real.
There you go.
So that about does it for this week on the Came From The Radio. Join us right here and every week on this radio station. If you miss any part of this show, go to our website, www.camefromtheradio.com, since the archives will be up in a week or so. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We have a YouTube page, Instagram. We've got an Instagram page. Check us out on Talk Radio NYC, Beyond the Dawn Studios. And I think that's everything, right? I didn't miss anything.
Sounds about right. And in doubt, you know, Google
it came from the radio.
And if you missed any portion of this episode,
iTunes. iTunes, iHeart, Google Play. And yeah, go make sure you check us out. If this isn't in the future, check us out on the 11th of October, East Meadows Public Library. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to It Came From the Radio with Mark Torres. The views of the show's hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect that of the management, owners, or staff of the station. We now return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo! What's that?
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.